Hey everyone, thanks for joining me today. I am speaking with Thorsten Hofer, who is a professor of computer science at ETH Zurich, as well as the chief architect for machine learning at the Swiss National Supercomputing Center, and also the program chair for ISC 2025, which is where we are right now. Thorsten, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much.
Lovely, lovely. Well, I'd like to ask you a few questions, starting with, you know, what are you most excited about as the program chair for ISC 2025, you know, especially since it's the 40th anniversary?
Well, I'm actually excited about shaping the program in a way that we're connecting this year. So this year's theme is all about connection. And we've been connecting so many different things. It's unbelievable. So we've been connecting people, obviously, because we're at a conference. Like the two of us just found an interesting connection through Chicago. We've been connecting generations, the student cluster competition right on the show floor here, together with all these older people like us and these students may be our bosses in the next in the next couple of years. And we've been connecting fields. So one of these fields is quantum computing, for example. There's also AI and then there's HPC. And it has been like, persistent or pervasive in the whole program to have this connection character. And that's what I'm most proud of this conference. I believe we are going to be the biggest ISC conference so far. It's still not decided yet. We're still battling. But there's a full day tomorrow that's going on. And yeah, I think it's a great show.
Yeah, it's been great so far. I've been enjoying it. And, you know, you mentioned AI, and that's, you know, obviously the big topic right
now.
How do you see ISC evolving to address the needs both of traditional HPC, but also the growing AI community?
Well, actually, yesterday was an interesting panel. So we have this fishbowl panel format here where Edison is moderating the panel and gets people up on stage and rotates through. It's quite interesting. So yesterday, it took a little bit of a concerning route in my view, because in some sense, people started talking AI versus HPC. And I think that's the worst thing you can imagine to do. And so the mission of the conference should be to really make people understand, and because it's a true fact that AI is HPC. HPC is the engine of AI. AI would not have happened as it is today without high-performance computing. So it cannot be a versus, because it's clearly a mutual beneficial relationship. So AI benefits from HPC, but HPC also largely benefits from AI in many different ways. I mean, we're not only using AI methods on a daily basis as HPC scientists, but we're also being nudged by AI to do new things, like try low precision, for example. We wouldn't be doing this otherwise, and low precision is good for everybody. Low precision is good for the environment, sustainability, because it's less energy consumption per floating point operation, so we should really be aiming towards that. So AI has an overall positive impact on the community. And of course, as I said, HPC is the engine of AI, so obviously there's a mutually beneficial relationship, and I think that is something we should take away from this conference. So we may have started with the view of AI versus HPC, but I want to end it on the view AI is HPC and we're one field, we're friends, so to say.
I agree. I don't understand the back and forth, but you know, along that level, you mentioned precision. I'm interested in your thoughts on Ozaki and like emulation for precision.
Yeah, I mean, Ozaki is a great scheme. It's one of several schemes actually. So it's highly emphasized because a company embraced it. But there are many of these schemes that aim at what I would call precision boosting. So you want to take a low precision calculation and use many of those in order to implement a higher precision, effectively higher precision calculation. So now there are many schemes, as I mentioned. Some of those are more efficient than others. So in some sense, some of those are useless because you take longer to emulate the higher precision than actually using the high precision devices. Of course, that always depends on your availability in hardware. Like we've seen in NVIDIA devices that the relative growth of low precision to high precision was quite big. So I'm not saying the high precision disappears, but the low precision grows much faster, right? And that is now an obvious thing in hindsight, and we should take advantage of this. So Ozaki is one of those schemes that does it. We're actually working on this as well. We are inventing new schemes. Ozaki is quite specialized to specific operations. You could now think about how do you generalize this. And I think this is going to be a great topic for future conferences to discuss here.
Yeah, Absolutely. I agree as well. So, you know, you were talking about things you're doing as well in your own work. You know, what makes ETA Zurich and the Scalable Parallel Computing Lab unique and valuable for HPC and AI research?
Well, that's an interesting question. I would myself not necessarily say it's unique. I mean, we are a research group like many others. We are trying to contribute to the community. So we really want to make sure the community moves forward. And I also see that we want to generate this integration. So in my group, I have about 50% of the people now working on AI and 50% of the people working on traditional scientific computing. Of course, my group is HPC. As I mentioned, AI is a subset of HPC. And so we are really trying to merge the fields of scientific computing with AI to lift HPC to the next level. So that's one aspect of it. The group itself actually falls into about three categories, I would say. One thing where we drive both academia as well as industry is in the development of high performance networking. So I'm also helping in the Ultra Ethernet Consortium, where I'm the chair of the biggest working, oh, sorry, the co-chair of the biggest working group together with Karen Schramm from Broadcom, and she's the most amazing co-chair, by the way. So we're doing that, and we're doing a lot of research in the area of interconnects. Then we do a lot of research in the area of programming systems, like I just mentioned. Low precision is a very important element of programming systems. We have, of course, more data-centric programming with our DACE framework. And then we also look at applications. And at applications, we are looking really at everything AI these days, right? AI for health, AI for climate, and very deeply into those two fields, I would say. We also look at general AI strategies. So, for example, towards large reasoning models or reasoning language models, what we call them. And this is really, this is probably the specialty of my group of SPCL, that we are cross-cutting. So we work on all the layers from a performance-centric perspective. So really we focus on the application, we focus on the programming, we focus on hardware, mostly networks in the hardware area, but it's all about performance in each of those layers. And the reason for this is that you cannot isolate performance into one of those layers, because you can have the fastest possible network. If your algorithm is messed up, I'm sorry, you will get low performance. And you can now make this argument for every single layer, which means in order to build a high performance system, you need to have the highest performance in every single layer. As a student, I started in networking, and then I realized, well, now I build a great network, but it's really inefficiently programmed. So then I moved up a layer. Then I realized, oh, now we build a great programming system and a great network. I was working on MPI at the time. But man, these algorithms make no sense on top of it. So then we went into user land. So this is really the history of how the lab got to its current focus.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm very interested in that. I was just talking with Mark Stickles, actually, about this from Pawsey. He was discussing how, you know, we keep talking about building bigger computers, more powerful computers, but we don't discuss optimization at all. Yeah. It seems to be just an enormous hole in the industry that needs to be patched up, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, optimization is probably one of the most important topics. And this is where the interesting divide comes in. It's not a divide, it's actually collaboration. I'm sorry, I shouldn't use divide. This is where you distribute the work between the users, which are, many of those are academics or national lab people, and industry. So Mark is absolutely right. Say hi to him when you meet him next time. He's a good friend. So he's absolutely right to say that industry is not focusing so much on optimization because their incentive is actually relatively low to focus on optimization. Well, if I am, let's say, AMD or NVIDIA, I don't necessarily want to have you use my hardware super efficiently, because if you use it less efficiently, you're going to buy more. Like, of course, there's another argument. If you observe that my hardware is super slow compared to others, then you'll buy the other one. But at the end, if everybody's equally slow, my incentive is not very high. I want to sell you more, right? That's how my stock value goes up. But then as a user community, I have the exact opposite incentive. As a user community, I want to use my hardware as efficiently as possible. This is why we are seeing many academic conferences, like the Supercomputing Conference, the ISC Conference, having tons of papers on how to optimize things. And industry being less interested because they focus on their role, and their role is to develop the best possible hardware. So it's a perfect coordination between two different fields, one mostly academic, one mostly industry. Of course, there are exceptions on both sides that work together to achieve what we call HPC today. And that's, at the end, driving human progress, if you think about it. Today, every progress that is made in humanity, pretty much every progress we make as a society, as a global society, is driven by computing. So if you make computing twice as fast, you are accelerating progress of humanity by a factor of essentially two. And this is very interesting if you look at the history of humanity, because we were at the materials age, we learned to use stones, we learned to use metals, we built machines, we built mechanical machines, the Industrial Revolution, right? Where human strength mostly became irrelevant after a while. I can operate a big ship now with tens of thousands of horsepowers, even though I don't have any strength compared to that. And what's now happening is that we're going into the information processing age. And their computing performance is the most important driver of progress. So we are actually at the center of things, collaborating between industry and academia to move us forward.
Great, great. And, you know, speaking of this collaboration, you're the ISC program chair. You know, there's lots of people who are in the industry who have never come. Maybe they've thought about it. They're younger people. What would be your elevator pitch for ISC? If you wanted to get somebody to come here, what would you tell them?
It's at the pulse of progress. As I just mentioned, basically. So we are really, we worry about accelerating progress in science and technology, which is at the end leading to better societies, right? So much of human progression in the past has led to a better life, a longer life expectancy, a higher life standard for many, many people. And we are driving that directly at the pulse. And we are driving it in an interesting way. So we're not just talking about it. It's what other people do in governments. But we are actually doing it. So we are programming these computers. We are building these computers. We are optimizing these computers that drive the progress. And you can see in the big investments, I mean, governments play another important role. They mostly talk, but they make decisions on resourcing. And you can see that just very recently, many governments are stepping up to make huge investments into computational infrastructure. That's going to be as important as our roads are today, as our trains are, as our airline networks are. We're going to have computational infrastructure, supercomputing infrastructure, as a societal driver, right? As important as roads are. And we are developing this here. Right? So this is the community that develops that infrastructure, be it in the cloud, be it in on-prem data centers, be it in your home. This is exactly what, be it in your car. Your Tesla has GPUs in it. GPUs were pioneered at conferences like ISC and many others.
So hear that, everybody. Get your butt to ISC as fast as you can. Thank you so much, Torsten. I really appreciate the conversation. I think we had an interesting talk, and I think our listeners are really going to like it.
Yep. Thank you very much for having me.